everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray, engineering and producing the show. How about those Wildcats, Ray? Whoa! Winning the Pac-12 tournament. It was pretty exciting for sure. It is Monday, March 13th, 2017. Hope you had a good weekend. Speaking of the Wildcats, their path to ultimate victory seems to be pretty darn good. But, hey, it's the tournament. Anything can happen, right? Buckmaster Show Live line open for you, 790-2040. We would be happy to take your calls, questions, comments, whatever, here on the program. Every Monday we kick things off with our Monday Political Face-Off, presented by my friends over at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. They specialize in custom frame mirrors. I've got some beautiful mirrors in our home that Mo took care of. Of course, he comes out, makes sure everything is on the wall properly. He's got some great art in the shop as well. And of course, where they really excel, kind of their signature, is the picture framing. They do just museum quality work. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. One of our Monday political commentators here, Mr. Bruce Ash, is a huge fan of Moe's Gallery and Fine Frame. And Mr. Ash, in his fourth term of as the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, you want to do a quick shout out to Moe's, Bruce?
Well, I'm still trying to get in there. I've got another picture or two that I need to put together. But Moe, I'll be there, buddy. It's like museum quality.
It is.
I mean, it is great framing. And coming to the house, watching Mo up on the ladder with his balancing beam and everything else, and scared to death that he's going to fall over. But no, he does a great job, and everything is just exactly the right way.
He took me to the back of the shop to show me the beautiful rug that was being done for you, and to try to put that thing up, I just can't imagine.
I walked out of the room. I didn't want to be there to pick up the pieces.
Oh, my goodness. That's Bruce Ash and Aaron Rottenstein with us. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Bruce. Bruce, Bill,
and
everybody, Bruce, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, Aaron is the treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party, and Aaron's a young guy, a relatively young guy, millennial. Or no, you're just post.
Technically, I am a millennial.
You are still a millennial. And it's great to see young people like Aaron who are actively involved. I think Bruce would agree with this.
Oh, sure.
That are actively involved in the political scene. And Aaron, you've been treasurer. Is this your second term?
Second term, correct.
Yeah, thought so. Second term as the Pima County Democratic Party chair. All right. The big story, of course, is health care, gentlemen. And I know that Paul Ryan has been laying out kind of his scenario of what should happen. Are you concerned about this whole program, this healthcare redo, Aaron Rottenstein?
I am. When you get into the details of this bill, it's really horrifying. Under the Trump plan that Martha McSally appears to be supporting, the average Arizonan is going to pay $3,500 a year more than they do right now just to keep their same health care. If you're 60 years old, that number skyrockets to $7,000 just so we can give billionaires, mostly billionaires, not even millionaires, but billionaires, gargantuan tax cuts. Health insurance in Martha McSally's district is going to get so expensive that 50,000 people that currently have health care just here in southern Arizona aren't going to be able to afford it anymore. If you have a pre-existing condition, this bill creates a backdoor ban so that insurance companies can prevent you from getting insurance.
Is everybody going to be okay with this, do you think, Bruce Ash?
Bill and Aaron, we're in inning one of what probably will be an extra innings game by the time we're done with it. There's been lots of speculation about what the repeal of Obamacare might look like and what its replacement would be. But let's face it, we really don't have a choice. Something has to be done with the health care law in its current incarnation. The Senate has a very narrow opportunity with which to operate. So that's why the House work right now going on that side is so important. And I don't think that we're really anywhere close to seeing what is going to be the final deal. And the Senate is going to decide what this looks like in reconciliation. But the consequences of not doing anything are really, I think, very, very critical, because really it's not just 50,000 people here in Pima County, Aaron. It's millions and millions of people across the country who are going to face a disintegration of the healthcare of healthcare insurance as we know it today, and probably also the destruction of the healthcare industry, which has been occurring over the last 7 years. There are lots of generalized fixes that folks have been talking about. Now we have to get down to the real deal. And Aaron, you know, look, if I was a Democrat or a Republican, if Republicans don't get this thing fixed, it is on us. And I think we understand that. And certainly we've been talking about it for a long time, not just Republicans, but everybody talking about it now for such a long time. Something good has got to happen. We have to act in the interest of as many Americans as possible.
I don't know where Bruce has been this week. There's absolutely no confusion as to what the Republican plan to change Obamacare is. And let's be clear here. It doesn't exactly repeal Obamacare. It doesn't exactly replace Obamacare. What it does is it creates this zombie Obamacare, which is going to provide health care for less people. If you've got a sick kid that's on Medicaid right now, Medicaid doesn't just cover poor kids, it covers chronically ill ones too. There's going to be a quota as to how much money you're able to spend on their health care. This is going to, you know, drastically impact the expense of health care for seniors. It brings back pre-existing conditions. And Bruce is right, this isn't just about the 50,000 people in Martha McSally's district that are going to lose their health care. It's about the upwards of 15 million people in this country that stand to lose their health care. And why? For $600 billion in tax cuts over the next 10 years. If you make under $200,000, your average tax cut in this new plan will be $0.
Really?
If you're a billionaire under this new tax plan, your average tax cut each year will be $700 million. And the way that we're paying for that is we're cutting health care towards the, you know, poor, the sick, the needy. If you're an average American and an average Arizonan, your healthcare costs could go up $3,500 a year per person.
Whoa.
And if you're 60 years old, that number can skyrocket to over $7,000 right here in Arizona.
You know, Aaron, we don't even have a CBO scoring at this point in time.
We don't.
There is no proposal that has been approved by the House at this point in time, and we still have a whole Senate process to go through. And, you know, this is the same sort of scare and blame tactics used by Democrats. I know you got the laptop there. You're talking right off the Democrat talking points. I get it. I'd probably be doing it if I was in the same position as Democrats are today, defending a really, really bad, crappy healthcare system that y'all have set up. But you know, it took us a while to get to this point. We need to take a while to thoughtfully go through the process and work in a bipartisan way. You know, that's what Democrats talked about for 8 years. We need to work in a bipartisan sort of a way in order to come up with a solution for a really, really bad Obama health.
It's hard to work in a bipartisan way when you're not even letting Republicans get a seat at the table. Rand Paul, poor Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky last week, was running around the basement of the United States Capitol with his phone on, broadcasting to the entire world how Paul Ryan and Donald Trump's staffers were preventing him from looking at the bill. We do have a bill on the floor. It's been voted on by two committees. They rammed it through last week in the dead of night, and you're right, we don't have a CBO score. Republicans in Congress, Donald Trump and Martha McSally, are jeopardizing health care for 15 million people in one-fifth of the U.S. economy in the dead of night with a bill that they don't even understand the repercussions
of. Aaron, I know that you think you have a chance to beat Martha McSally in 2018. Good luck with that.
All right.
You're not going to hang this on her.
All right, we're going to take a call right now. Let's go to the live line, 790-2040. Jim Kelly is called. Jim, how are you today, buddy?
I am good. It was a beautiful weekend, great weather. Hey, Bruce and Aaron, what has happened to the two concepts that the Republican Party was hanging their hat on with regards to health care reform? And those two concepts are insurance companies being able to sell across state lines and block grants for Medicaid to the states. What happened to those two concepts?
Well, I think Speaker Ryan has spoken to that point Jim, first on interstate competition. In a reconciliation bill, that sort of part of the replace isn't going to happen within the legislation. That's something that Secretary Price will be able to do as Cabinet Secretary at HHS, and he has expressed his absolute determination to do so. And I think even insurance companies are looking forward to the opportunity to compete across state lines. And in terms of block granting, that's really a key part of how Medicaid may be delivered to those states which have embraced the Medicaid expansion. Right now, there's a expansion forecast through 2020. We'll wait to see what happens with that. There's some people that want to extend that at this time. It's still an unknown.
Aaron, do you want to respond to Jim?
Yeah. So, first to respond to Bruce, and thank you for your question, because I think there's some really important points you made there. So far today, Bruce has said that the Republicans don't really have a plan, so don't worry yet. Then he said, we do have a plan, but it's sure to change. And now he's saying that there are other parts to the plan, just you wait. This bill does nothing that would allow insurance companies to sell over state lines. And we can have a debate about how that would be particularly dangerous for Arizona, but it's an instance where Republicans haven't lived up to their words over the last decade on health care. The Medicaid block grants are really dangerous, especially for a state like Arizona. We've got a trigger in place with our Medicaid expansion where if that funding changes by even a cent, every single bit of it can go away. And so, if you're on Medicaid now, you get a Christmas bonus, and you might never be able to be on Medicaid again. If your kid's on Medicaid right now, you could, because of those block grants, potentially have a quota on how much health care your kid's going to be able to get in a year. And so, if you need a life-saving operation, it better happen in February or March, because no one can guarantee that money's going to be around come Christmas.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash, Aaron Rottenstein with us. Join at 790-2040. We'll be right back. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presenting our Monday Political Face-Off.
At the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, we've been caring for homeless pets for over 72 years. But as we've grown, our campus hasn't, and our pets and staff are crowded in run-down, dilapidated buildings. The need for a new campus is critical. The homeless pets in our care need healthier, stress-free space, and we need room to expand the important work of adoption and education. Please help us build our own forever home. Visit hssaz.org and donate today, because we're all in this together.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash seated to the right of me, Aaron Rottenstein to the left. And right before the break, Aaron had a laundry list of things Bruce had said. Has he mischaracterized some of the things you said in the first segment, Bruce?
Look, you know, Aaron tries to simplify things in terms of what electoral math is going to mean to the Democratic Party in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Aaron, we're not talking about 2018 congressional races right now. We're talking about a topic, Obamacare, and how to reform it. And you know, the law that was passed in 2010, I think arguably, and even Democrats will admit this, was so complicated, and the law got itself into so many different places. It is going to be difficult to repeal it as Republicans had originally anticipated. And the president, I think to his credit, has talked about keeping kids on mom and dad's insurance until they're 26. Not particularly a great thing in terms of cost containment for insurance companies, but a decent thing to do and something that he felt was important, as do a lot of Americans. And the same thing goes with respect to pre-existing illnesses. And Aaron, you probably know more about insurance than I do, but heck, you know, having the pre-existing conditions covered is like giving an insurance company $200 for a premium while the house is on fire. But we don't have a good way of another alternative at the present time. So this is an area of Obamacare that, you know, I think we're going to see continuing into the near term or long term future. Mm. There are lots and lots of things that have to be reformed in the healthcare insurance business. We took 85% of the country who was pretty doggone satisfied with their health care, the delivery of health care, for the purpose of insuring and covering the 15% who didn't have coverage and who ran up large hospital bills and doctor bills and so on, and found themselves oftentimes unable to find any kind of health care delivery at all. And what we've really kind of done is created a mishmash that nobody is very happy about, Republicans or Democrats.
Yeah, a couple of things. So first off, this bill does not maintain the Obamacare ban on pre-existing conditions. What this bill does is say that if you've got a pre-existing condition, you'll be guaranteed access to healthcare, but the rates that the insurance companies are allowed to charge you are basically unfettered, and you're going to be priced out of the ability to actually afford healthcare. And if you listen at the very end there, I think Bruce made a really important point, and that's that the most important two ways that you can measure the success of any healthcare bill is how many people does it cover and what kind of coverage is that. And this bill covers 15 million less people than Obamacare will, and the coverage is going to be either more expensive or even more restrictive. Obamacare was not perfect, and Democrats have been punished in the last couple elections because for too long we pretended like it was. What the American people want isn't this zombie Obamacare that Donald Trump and Martha McSally can't wait to vote for. What they want is for us to sit down and improve Obamacare, make it stronger, make it cover more people, make the coverage even better. And this bill does the exact opposite of that in order to fund $600 billion of tax cuts for the richest in our country.
All right. We've got two callers. Let's get them in here in the next 5 minutes. Greg, what is on your mind today? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for allowing me a couple of minutes. Aaron, I'd like to say it really sounds like you have a lot of compassion, and I really respect that, you know, saying more people need to be covered. But one of my hopes is that the president sends a lot more folks out in the field to investigate the corruption in our health care system. John McCain and I think it was Senator Coburn a few years ago exposed an operation in Kentucky where a lawyer and a psychologist and a federal judge, a former federal judge, had this scam going. So any one of us could walk in and say, well, I have this problem, I have this stress, I have this ailment. And then the psychologist or psychiatrist certifies that person that they can't work. And then the lawyer puts the thing together. And the judge approves that person getting Social Security disability. And, you know, I don't honestly think that if Hillary was elected, she would do anything to fight the corruption in our system that's costing us probably billions. So Bruce earlier alluded to the fact you might want to go into public office. I would say your heart's in the right place, but we really have to slice and dice away the corruption that's costing Americans a lot of money.
Okay. Thank you, Greg.
I completely agree with you. You know, Democrats believe that there are solutions to, you know, the problems that ail our society that we all together can create. And the only way that we're going to get there is by proving to those that are skeptical of us that the government is acting in a, you know, honorable and above board way. Donald Trump is not capable of doing what you and I both agree need to be done in terms of, you know, reining in some of the abuses in our system. Just 2 weeks ago, he said, none of my people, I had no idea healthcare could be this complicated. And what a slap in the face that is to, you know, hardworking people across this country that it took him 3 months as president, 2 years running as president, and 70 years on this planet to realize how complicated healthcare is. You don't have to ask me how complicated healthcare is. We had a daughter this November. We got 9 bills from 7 different providers. That's really complicated. Every single family in this community that sits around the kitchen table trying to figure out how to find a new doctor because their healthcare has changed, how they're going to, you know, pay for premiums or pay for the healthcare bills that are racking up, they know it's complicated. The president just learned it 2 weeks ago.
All right. Next up, Ingrid. Hello, Ingrid.
Hi. I'm so happy that Greg said what he did because this problem is very, very prevalent, more than most of us realize.
The corruption. Are you talking about the corruption?
You know, the diagnoses and all of that. It's a bunch of nonsense, and they're collecting money, you know, one bill after another, just rolling in by the tons. My purpose of calling has to do with Nancy Pelosi, Paul Ryan, and all the other folks that they rub elbows with, and their insurance policies. I think that when their terms expire, they have to go into the same system that the rest of the country is in. All of the elected officials, their special health care program should be eliminated altogether, and they will live like the rest of us.
Okay. You know, Ingrid probably has made the most astute comment of anybody, including Aaron and I, this entire day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it does depend upon your point of view. Your frame of mind is dictated by your point of view. And when you're sitting in the U.S. House or in the U.S. Senate and you have a completely different kind of a system where you're treated like royalty, you've got a Cadillac pl- platinum, diamond-crusted, emerald, framed healthcare plan, it is difficult to really put your arms around the kind of problems that Aaron and his family had with their recent arrival, or anybody has when they get the kind of news that sometimes comes from a doctor or from even from their insurance broker when they're trying to buy coverage. And I would say that, you know, one of the things that, that Republicans ought to make sure, and Aaron and I may disagree on implementation of a lot of different things here, but I hope as we conclude here today, Aaron and I can both agree that perhaps members of the U.S. House, members of the U.S. Senate ought to be forced to go on the same kind of plans that the rest of us have. Aaron, what do you think?
It would make sense.
No, I think that's a great idea. You know, Martha McSally, when she's in Washington, has made it very clear that she thinks Donald Trump is her boss. And she spends a lot of time here in the district doing everything she can to avoid the kinds of stories that, you know, Ingrid and I and other people have been sharing on healthcare. So, yeah, I think a little taste of our own medicine would be great for somebody like Martha McSally.
Before we wrap it up, where does that come from, this gold-plated insurance? Has that been just – is that something that evolved over the years? Do you have any idea the history of that, Bruce Ash?
I have a family member who's on the government payroll. It's a similar package to members of Congress. But this is a long-term kind of coverage, and there are elections that are made. There, you know, it's not exactly as gold-plated as what it once was. But this is pretty much one of those real great benefits that particularly office holders have an opportunity for themselves.
Bruce Ash, thank you very much. Aaron, very good to see you.
Thank
as well.
You, Bill.
Aaron,
thank Weinstein. You, Bruce.
Thanks.
You
a
bet.
Lot. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course on Facebook. Check them out. We can't recommend them. Let's say we can't. We can recommend them with our highest gold seal of approval. Let's leave it right there. We'll be right back.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control reminds you of their patented foaming treatment with an onomatopoeia poem. Termites, oh termites, why must you eat? The homes of Tucson shall not be your treat. Five Star, will your foam help protect? It certainly will, your walls will inject. Foaming your home will get rid of them snappy. Termites go away and our customers happy. Call Five Star, that's Five Star, 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
We know what bumps you.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday at noon, a newsmaker interview with Marana's Mayor Ed Honey, plus Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, as the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. The show is Buckmaster, and it's on AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live listening podcasts. And we've got pretty much 6 years of shows archived at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Hope you're having a good Monday so far. The Monday, we're so delighted on. Actually, we kind of do it usually the second Monday of each month, and it's one of my favorite segments because we can get such terrific information out to our listeners about something we're all very much aware of, and that's these scams that are going on so prevalent all over our society. Our monthly scam alert is presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona and Tucson. Suzanne Miller is with us, the BBB Communication Manager. Always good to see you, Suzanne.
Always good to see you, Bill.
We are so happy to have BBB with us here in studio. And I know BBB and you and all of your colleagues care very much about scams because you don't want to get scammed. Let's put it like that.
No, we don't want our community to get scammed.
And you're about trust, so people turn to the BBB. Like I like to say, kind of my logo in the Buckmaster Show being all about trust, because I call myself Southern Arizona's most trusted voice, and I would say the BBB is Southern Arizona's most trusted consumer advocate.
That's why it's such a great partnership, Bill.
It is. It is. So tell me about what BBB is doing to help folks with these scams, keep track of them.
Well, you know, scams are, in our opinion, the ultimate enemy of that trust. So con artists are unfairly competing with trustworthy businesses and undermining, you know, the consumer confidence in a fair and ethical marketplace that we're trying to build. So just like you, Bill, BBB wants to see honest businesses succeed, and that's in everyone's best interest. So helping consumers distinguish a scam from a reputable business is and always has been an important part of what BBB does.
And you've got this really, really very easy to use. It's called a BBB Scam Tracker. And you've put together pretty much kind of like an annual report on scams. So let's call it the 2016 BBB Scam Tracker Annual Risk Report. You've released that. What were some of the bottom line items in that, Suzanne?
Wow. Bottom line is hard to tell you because
but there's
was
a lot of critical information
of
in there.
Yeah,
a lot
it's
of critical.
So much information that we are so excited about, because a Scam Tracker was in like a 1 year mark for us. I mean, we really had it going all throughout 2016, and so we were able to really pull layers of data from it. So basically, it's a crowdsourced online tool, I think you know that, for the mm-hmm. public to report scams and learn about scams reported by others. So I'm in awe of its interactive heat map that we have for localization. So you can really see the community scams that are hitting specifically in Southern Arizona. You could even really break it down into one zip code if you wanted to.
So you've really got all of this information broken down into a very easy, the critical data is really easy to use.
Absolutely. It's you know, we basically can allocate resources on consumer education and and to give to law enforcement because of it. It really helps us, you know, be more strategic in our approach.
What factors go into kind of determining the risk index, and why is that?
Okay, so there are three dimensions in this risk index. It's different than how we've reported in the past. There's basically the three elements of exposure, susceptibility, and monetary loss. So taken together, these factors provide the best measure available to us of the risk posed by scams. I mean, we know intuitively that a scam, like the tax scam, with millions of people targeted, but most detecting the con, because we're all pretty smart now about it, may do less harm overall than a rare scam that only a few people know about and are able to detect and avoid, especially if individual losses are high. So the BBB Risk Index combines these elements of risk mathematically to arrive at a risk score, and that's what we use to rank and compare the scams.
And you put out a top 10 list of scams. I think we talked about that in January. So how is the BBB Risk Index different from that?
Kind of like what I had mentioned, the top 10 scams that we listed was primarily based on the volume of reports that we saw on the scam tracker, but this index is a more sophisticated way to look at it. It's basically an analysis that goes beyond the volume to look at the risk of each scam type, which poses to be given, you know, population using those measures that I mentioned earlier. So it's basically to conceptualize scam risk as being at the intersection of these three factors, a major advance compared to volume-based approach, which we did for that original top 10 list. The volume alone can misdirect resources toward scams that cast the widest net rather than those that actually harm the most people. Hmm. So the risk index provides a consistent measure regardless of currency or inflation. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. And so in other words, the popular, if you want to use that term, kind of the one everybody's talking about today may not be the one that has the most long-term risk for you. And I want to dive deep, if possible, now, Suzanne, and let's take a look at the risk, how it is varying across different populations. And overall, the riskiest top five scams. Let's talk about them.
All right. So the top five, you know, like I mentioned, mm-hmm. the risk varies across different populations. But overall, the riskiest top five scams are the home improvement scam being number one. Actually, I should probably tell you these in the opposite order. But so watch out for the home improvement scams. It's number one on your list, especially during monsoon season. Fake checks and money orders would be second. Your employment scams are number three, which kind of interact with the fake checks. And then your online purchase scams that we are always warning you mm-hmm, about and mm-hmm. advanced fee loan scams are number five.
And then the top five scams after that have to do with?
Okay, so six would be investments. And this one seems to actually hit men more. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, we actually found that to be true. And then the romance scam, we've done several segments on the news recently about that in the last few weeks. The tech support, which of course, you know, Microsoft being the top of that one.
Yeah, we know that one.
The
I do
family
personally,
friend,
yes.
and it's yeah. unfortunate. The yes. next one being family friend emergency scam. And we have really, I cannot believe that that one is still around, but it is hitting hard. And it used to be called the grandparent scam, but they've really tweaked this now to pretty much be just an emergency scam that they reach out to people on. And then lastly,
if they need a little money, can you tide me over? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
or, you
crazy.
Know, hey, your grandson is, you know, in jail and he's in Mexico
goodness.
And we're working on his behalf. And, you know, again, with that, always just confirm with family and friends that that person that they're talking to is really
it's kind of an oldie but goodie, but unfortunately has a lot of staying power, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we had a lady lose $50,000 to that, so it's not a small deal. So that and that is an exact really good example of where we have volume versus using this new analysis. So and then the last one being the sweepstakes lottery and prizes.
Another oldie. But still,
it is,
a lot,
and you know, it's all about
around.
The scammers. They take these old scams, but they rework them so that you know they're really feeding. They're using technology as their friend because they're really pulling current information. They can get zip codes. They can actually buy data. that, you know, they use in their conversations and create the, you know, that call for action. So,
and who's at most risk? A particular demographic here or what?
Well, you know, it all varies on the scam, and that breakdown is in the report. There's so much information we posted on the risk index on our website. So if your listeners could go to tucson.bbb.org, it is on our news and events page. But overall sense is that millennials are more susceptible to scams with a median loss of around $200. They are just more comfortable with technology and trusting. And our outreach to this demographic is top of our initiatives this year. Knowing this information, we know that it's critical. So we actually created a campaign featuring Millennial Max.
Oh, really?
Yes. And everyone will be seeing him throughout 2017. He's awesome. We have a cutout of him in our office lobby. But he's really going to be, you know, the face of our millennial campaign to really help millennials understand that they are at risk.
All right. You've got a big event coming up April 7th.
Yes.
That's your Torch Awards.
Our annual Torch Awards. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Are still some seating available?
You know, they are selling out fast, but there are some seats. There's actually even a couple of sponsorships that are still left. But this is going to be a big one because our keynote speaker is the new UA Athletics Director, Dave Hickey. And Dr. Paul Melendez is going to be our MC, and he is fantastic. We're honored to have him, and he's just got such a great personality. He's going to make it so fun. But it's really an elegant evening, and we're just going to celebrate all of those businesses who foster the ideas of good stewardship and business ethics here in Southern Arizona.
Well, it sounds like it will be a great event, as usual, the Torch Awards, and the best place to go for more information is tucson.bbb.org, and that is also the place, Suzanne, that folks should go for everything scam-related.
go to our news and events page. Every time we have something that we're posting, it's there.
Scam Alert Central right there.
I love that. Maybe we need to rename that.
You can use that. Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure. You are a delight, and you are so knowledgeable about all of this. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine, Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
At the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, we've been caring for homeless pets for over 72 years. But as we've grown, our campus hasn't, and our pets and staff are crowded in run-down, dilapidated buildings. The need for a new campus is critical. The homeless pets in our care need healthier, stress-free space, and we need room to expand the important work of adoption and education. Please help us build our own forever home. Visit hssaz.org and donate today, because we're all in this together.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with the businesses they trust. At BBB, we also want to honor their efforts for doing business the right way. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that our annual Torch Awards are happening on Friday, April 7th at 5:30 p.m. at Casino del Sol. It will be a fun, elegant evening of celebration, and we hope you will join us. Register today at tucson.bbb.org. Thanks for doing business the right way, Southern Arizona.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. What a great weekend to do some gardening. And the folks at Green Things have such a fantastic supply. I know because I've been over there and I've purchased some beautiful spring and summer flowers from Green Things. Green Things is the place for all of your gardening needs. 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Go to greenthingsaz.com. They've got some free workshops coming up. I think they've got one St. Patrick's Day, Friday. They got one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then Saturday morning at 10. The full listing of the many things to do gardening-wise at greenthingsaz.com. Let's welcome now in studio Dr. Mark Sykes, the CEO and Director of Planetary Science Institute, which in May will celebrate its 45th year as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Mark was with us on the live line last week, your monthly visit. Last month you were in D.C., in Washington.
My home away from home.
Your home away from home. When all was said and done, how did that wind up, that visit?
Well, like many things, it's a process, Bill, and we'll see. I was talking to an Academy panel about what kind of mix of large and small missions we should have, and there's some people that want to have just big things. I'm for a mix of sizes. Mm-hmm. I was talking with people on the Trump team at headquarters and about future possible goals. While they're trying to figure out which direction to go. And there's just lots of things to do back in D.C.
You know, it really hasn't been talked about much about what the Trump administration even thinks about NASA and space. So what's kind of the
well? they're being hammered from a lot of different directions. People trying to advocate things, you know, for their, you know, so we've got people I refer to as the Moonies that are there pushing for lunar base and things like that.
They want to do the return to the moon trip, right.
But like the Vision for Exploration under George W. Bush and the Space Exploration Initiative under H.W. Bush, there's a price tag, and usually when you start facing the price tag, then these goals start kind of fading away because it's a lot. I've been promoting the idea of building up our set some national goals, like we want to lead the way in the future settlement of space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know whether it's planetary surfaces or wherever we go. And to advance that, we're going to do some homework.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some experiments on the space station, put up a centrifuge that was canceled in 2006 to see if Earth life can thrive in less than one gravity, or are we stuck with this planet in terms of the kinds of environments within which we can live. And then the other part to build up infrastructure for making things cheaper to move around in space, so that by using, say, fuel from asteroids, if we can determine that that's cost effective, so that way, if we do want to go back to the moon, if we do want to go on to Mars, that we can do it more cheaply, because we don't have to haul all the fuel we need to get from the surface of the Earth all the way to Mars and then down to that and then back to the Earth. That's fuel carrying fuel. Which is why it's a good fraction of $1 trillion.
Well, what you're saying makes too much sense.
I know. Well, I'm considered radical in this regard.
Couldn't we just answer some fundamental questions? And we should answer these fundamental questions before we even decide what we want to do.
Well, we all want to have a future in space, but. You know, there's the click your heels together three times kind of future, and there's the other where you say, okay, well, what questions do we need to answer to take the next step, or to take the next step without breaking the bank, and that's what I'm promoting.
You know, this whole thing of redesigning the definition of a planet. that's one of your kind of a signature issue for you, poor. Persecuted Pluto could regain planet status.
Well, I think part of the point is that
there's a meeting this week about this, isn't there?
Well, there's a meeting at which a paper is going to be given on this, and I like what they're proposing, because I've proposed a geophysical definition of planet, which is if it's round, it's a planet.
Mm-hmm.
Except that when I was putting that in a science article years back, I had it orbiting the sun. This thing takes the geophysical thing, but then it takes away the orbital constraints. So you have planets orbiting stars. You have planets orbiting planets, like the moon would be a planet because it's mm-hmm. big enough to be round. You could have planets around other stars, and you could have rogue planets, which are just traveling on their own around the galaxy because they've been tossed out of a solar system at some point in time. Mm. So you can have subcategories. So it's a very generalized category, like we have generalized categories of stars.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk about what are the planets that orbit our sun? Well, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Ceres, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, the double planet Pluto Charon, which I think is cool because now it's not, because Charon it would be a planetary object or planet under this thing, but the moon orbits the Earth, but the point around which both the moon and the Earth orbit is underneath the surface of the Earth. The point that Pluto and Charon orbit around, it's called the barycenter, is actually in between them, a little closer to Pluto, but it's outside of the surfaces of both. So they're a double object, like we have double stars and double galaxies. Mm. So it's really cool that in our solar system, we actually have a double planet.
Wow.
And so that's cool.
Wow.
And then there's some other ones Eris, Makemake, beyond that, and then there's a bunch that I would say candidates that we don't know enough yet about them to say, but he leaves the door open.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it sounds very, very realistic and simple. If it's round, it's a planet.
Right. So Titan, is an obvious planet that orbits Saturn. Enceladus, you know, has shoots out those plumes of water, and it's round. It has subsurface oceans. There might be life in there.
There's this reluctance to change. That's putting it mildly, right?
Well, historically, we've referred all these objects as planets at one time or another. Even in today's literature, people refer to them as planets in their papers without even thinking about it. And what the IU did in saying, well, there's only eight planets— they made it a dogma thing. They really narrowed it down to something that is not practical for most people.
Hmm.
And so, you know, for definitions are useful in science. They help to organize our information. They help to guide our research, and they're valued on the basis of how useful they are, what their utility is. The IU definition, which is about how objects affect other objects to determine if they're a planet, that's really, I want to know what the characteristics of an object
there
is.
Go.
I want to group things together that have common properties.
All right. Mark Sykes, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, one of our fine sponsors. Go to southwestnewmexico.org for all the information about the many recreation opportunities. Only a 3-hour drive over to Silver City. Many opportunities also to stay in a beautiful area, some great places to stay in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. That's coming up this afternoon at 4. Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9. Talking Culture from 9 to 10. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ray Allen tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.